Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. New to the wheel, CV Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361. Desert Dream Dentistry and Spa has a $500 gift certificate for a free teeth whitening from internationally known dentist, educator, and innovator, Dr. Keanu Shaw. DesertDreamDentistry.com or 219-7487.
Hello, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Keanu Shaw. Come see me for a smile that will make the whole world smile with you.
Dr. Shaw is offering a Valentine's special in-office teeth whitening for only $325 or custom teeth whitening trays for only $400 for the entire month of February. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. New to the wheel, a $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals, this is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, such as Luann Bowie of Palm Springs, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. New to the wheel, a $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Valentine's weekend tomorrow. Happy Saturday, February 13th. Welcome to the show here at 920 AM, 99.1 FM. Then you've learned so well to add 1340 AM. I love that music. And 92.3 FM, same music. Because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook that I'm so proud of. 5 days a week, four stations, 12 times a day. Then you can always hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. And after we're through here on Saturday, Charlie Dyer posts everything to my website, which is joeyenglish.com. Also my Facebook page. And yesterday on Friday, I taped the Joey Factor. We talked about all the people who are on the show today, so you'd kind of have a heads up and you can join us. Okay, we're starting our second hour, and this is our, let me think, what is it? Oh, yes, it's our senior moment. We start off with Kurt Suminski from Brookdale Senior Living, where we should all go right now. And then we talk to Kay Hammond from Dementia Help Center, because so many people suffer with dementia and Alzheimer's, and she's so helpful and knowledgeable. And then, after all those facets of life have been completed, Larry Davis joins us because he's waiting for us at Forest Lawn. So sit back and relax. I'll drive. It's time for our senior moment, and we always start out figuratively and today literally at Brookdale Mirage. What is Mirage? Brookdale Mirage Inn in
Rancho Mirage, California.
Easy for you to say. And that means we're visiting with Kurt Suminski. And then we'll go from here and we'll talk to Kay Hammond, and then we'll end up where we always end up, with Larry Davis at Forest Lawn. It's a beautiful day here, Kurt. How are things going at Brookdale Mirage Inn?
We are doing great. Just this week, everybody received their second vaccination. So we are hopefully going to get back to a newer normal really soon.
How many people, when you say everybody here got their vaccination, staff and residents?
So most of the staff and almost all of our residents got it. So that's really, really good for our community here. So we can start to hopefully open some other things up again, too.
Did somebody come here and give you all the vaccinations, or did you have to take everybody someplace?
So we partnered with CVS Pharmacy, and so they sent their pharmacists here to our facility, and they had a wonderful vaccination clinic. Everybody was so pleasant to work with. The residents were happy. The staff was happy. It was just a really good, spirited day that we had.
Boy, I'm glad to hear that, because we've been hearing things about people being afraid of the vaccine, people being afraid of needles, yada, yada, yada. You should be afraid of the disease is what you should be afraid of. Did you have any incidents?
No, everybody's been great. Everybody's been really positive, really, really great.
Okay, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You have on the most adorable red shoes I have ever seen. We're not in Kansas anymore. What are you guys going to do for Valentine's here at Brookdale?
So I think we're going to send out some Valentine's cards. I know we have some roses and candies to pass out to the residents. And we're going to do some family chats, you know, FaceTime and Skypes, to make sure those take place, to say hello to your loved ones. But it's going to be a really, really nice day for everyone.
And it's such beautiful weather. I mean, if you believe the weather reports, it's going to be ugly just about everywhere else.
And everybody will be able to enjoy some time on the outside patios and be outdoors. So that's really going to be a nice thing for the day.
Now, when you take your residents outdoors, first of all, tell everybody the three levels of residency that we have here.
So we have independent living, assisted living, and memory care. So I'm the coordinator for our memory care. Clarebridge, and our residence would be in our secured courtyard. It's a large courtyard, so they can enjoy time outside and be in the sun and enjoy that warm weather and not just be stuck inside during a quarantine time.
Of course. Now, when you go outside, how do you run that? Masks, social distancing, yada, yada?
Yes, all of those things are put into place. And in assisted living, our residents come and sit on the front portico over here, or some of them will go sit in the afternoon by the pool, maybe get a little bit of sun, but not too much sun.
This is such a great place to live. I was sitting under the porte cochere. See, I can say that, but I can't say Brookdale Mirage Inn. And listening to their conversation. And it's like sitting in Missouri listening to my granny and her friends talk.
Yeah, it's really nice. Everybody, we're practicing social distancing, but everybody's telling their stories from their past and their history and just sharing those good moments with each other. So that's another way for them to connect as opposed to just being at home alone.
Exactly. Now, are you full up right now? What's going on with availability?
So we do have some apartments available in assisted living. Our memory care at this time is full, but it doesn't hurt to look into those things for maybe the future. So there's a variety of things available. Jennifer, our sales and marketing director, could give you a porch visit here, and you could talk with her more about some of the options that we have.
Do you have any idea when things will go back to where people can come visit their loved ones in their own room?
I don't know when that was going to happen because we do have to follow the CDC guidelines. We do have to follow the county guidelines. But I know that after we have received this second round of vaccination, I'm anticipating that we get to back to a little bit more of a normal daily routine around here. So maybe that might give some people some new inspiration to do some different things. And, you know, kind of there's a light at the end of the tunnel. The shades are lifting and it's going to be a bright new day.
Because in independent living and assisted living, those folks are very, very aware that they've been inside for 49 weeks. But the folks in Clarebridge, maybe not so much?
Not so much. They do know that something's going on. Some of them are more aware than others. But for the most part, each day is a new day for them. So they aren't taking on that burden that you or I have of knowing how long we've been going through this experience.
See, nothing's all good or all bad, is it? Yeah. A little bit of everything. Okay, so if somebody wants to come visit, we've always said you can drop in here. Well, we used to say that. What's the protocol now? I mean, we're sitting outside and it's so beautiful, but if somebody wanted to see the facility.
So you can just give us a call here at Brookdale Mirage Inn, 760-346-7772. And you can talk to Jennifer. She's our sales and marketing director. And she will designate a time for you to come and talk and visit, maybe tour the grounds, see some of the facility things that we offer here.
But always on the outside?
Always on the outside for right at this point in time. In the future, we're anticipating a little bit more being able to come in and really do more touring as well.
Put it in perspective for us. Tomorrow, Sunday's Valentine's Day. The independent and assisted living folks are very aware of that. How do you let them celebrate? Do you have anybody that's absolutely brokenhearted? They've lost their Valentine recently, or what goes on about that?
So I think what we try and do is celebrate each other, celebrate our successes here, and that way it keeps people in good spirits, as opposed to dwelling on what we've lost, it's what we have.
You know, you're pretty doggone good at this. I don't give him any heads up, Joey Pals. I just ask him what I'm thinking about. That was a brilliant, brilliant answer. Good for you. Where will you spend Valentine's Day?
I will be at home with the love of my life, my little Aurora.
Yes. Isn't she chocolate?
She's chocolate and black lab. So yes, I will be at home with her, giving her plenty of treats and toys and having a good day running around the yard.
She's chocolate lab. She's dark chocolate.
Yeah, she's dark chocolate.
Now she comes to work here.
She does come to work with me. She's not here with me today, but she does come to work throughout the week.
That's really good therapy, too, isn't it?
It is. It's great for the residents.
And you.
And me, because I know if I'm having a rough day, I go in my office and there's that smiling little face looking up at me. But it's great for some of my residents, especially in memory care, that are remembering their fond pets or having a little bit of a rough day. And they just look at her and she loves up on them and it makes it just that moment much better.
You guys do a wonderful job. How big's your staff here, Kurt?
So we've got quite a large staff with the number of associates. I can't even tell you that number, but throughout the whole building. But we have several team members in each department that is well enough to handle everything.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Are you going to have a special dessert?
I'm going to have to think about that. Maybe I'll have to make a cheesecake.
Make a chocolate cheesecake.
Chocolate strawberry cheesecake.
I'll be over. Oh, thank you so much for sharing the Heartbeats with us again and again and again. This is an absolutely beautiful place. Every time I'm here, I'm so peaceful.
And that's something special about our area right here. I feel that it's quiet. It's peaceful. Even though there's a main road right there, you don't notice it or hear it at all. And we have large grounds here, so there's plenty of wonderful places you can walk and stroll and find a quiet bench to sit on under a tree, maybe watch the birds at the bird feeders, maybe go over to the little putt-putt area over there and, you know, do a little mini golf.
Sign me up. Bring that chocolate cheesecake right here. Tell everybody again, where's Brookdale Mirage Inn?
Brookdale Mirage Inn is at 72750 Country Club Drive in Rancho Mirage.
Brookdale.com, 760-346-7772. Bless your heart. Happy Valentine's Day. And I love your red shoes. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Joey.